Righto, what makes a good father? It's interesting. I asked Scorcher and Ando. I can't remember what Scorcher said. He's not a father. But Ando's and mine was almost exactly the same. Justin Coulson, child psychologist and leading parenting expert. Lots of fun and play after a day's work is not enough for dads to build strong relationship with their kids. Justin, good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Justin, the warning's not from you. What one word would you say makes a good father?
I would say, there's a bunch of them. I'd say connection. I would say engagement. I would say protection. Are all words that I think are synonymous with good fatherhood. And we could probably make a really great list if we spent some time on it.
I'll use mine after the 7:30 news when we invite people to summarise a good father in one word. I reckon these days, in my experience, having kids of a range of ages and having a father of my own, unsurprisingly, I reckon fathers these days are much better.
The research would bear that out. Dads today spend more time with their kids, and the quality of that time that they're spending is vastly different to even 20 or 25 years ago. There's no question that dads are doing a quote-unquote better job today. Not that we want to take away from the very best efforts of fathers years ago, but certainly dads are doing a great job today.
I read recently a man who said, made an observation of fathers that he assumed was, everyone agrees. And I read it and I thought, mate, what planet are you on? He said, like most people, I like my kids' existence, but not their presence.
Yeah, that's a bit rough, isn't it?
Yeah.
The best research tells us that we need to be, dads have a very special role in having that really great quality fun time, the roughhousing play, the goosing off and all that kind of thing. But more recent research is telling us that the kids who seem to do best, the kids who are the most resilient and have the best life outcomes and who have the best father-child relationships, are the kids who are watching dad be involved in the everyday life. In other words, we're not just Disneyland dad, we're not just fun dad, we're also dad who's involved in making sure the family functions. We're involved in making sure the kids put their socks in their sock drawer and bring their plate back to the kitchen sink after dinner, and we're involved in the day-to-day. We're supporting their mum or whoever our partner is in helping to raise these kids to be socialised, to be great kids. When dads are involved in the day-to-day nitty-gritty as well as the weekend fun time, those are the kids that seem to have the best relationships with their dad over time, and they're also the kids who seem to grow up to be the most resilient, have the highest well-being.
Justin, always lovely to talk with you.